Empower your state or local government agency with solutions from HP. The HP Blade System C-Class is an out-of-the-box infrastructure that combines three unique features into one Blade infrastructure: Insight Control Management, Thermal Logic Technology, and Virtual Connect Architecture. It only has to be wired once for easy setup and expandability, helping you allocate time, money, and resources. And its remote capabilities let you monitor your infrastructure while helping to analyze your agency's future needs.
This is Lindsay Isaacs, Managing Editor of American City and County at the Public Technology Institute's 2007 Technology Leadership Conference. I'm here with Dr. Alan Shark, Executive Director of PTI. Thank you for joining me today.
Lindsay, my pleasure.
Alan, from what you've seen and heard at the show so far, what are attendees most excited about?
Well, you know, this show has so many different opportunities for different kinds of technologies and an exchange of ideas. I think the most exciting thing that I'm seeing, which kind of captures the underlying theme of this meeting, is the whole idea of interjurisdictional cooperation. Here, Denver is unique. It is both a city and a county, but not so unique in other areas. And today's opening panel, I think, highlighted that we had three very senior level CIOs, assistant city managers from across the country. And I'm looking in the middle of the country, too. Johnson County, almost 500,000 population, fairly large, working with 20 jurisdictions within its territory. Here in Denver, you have 32 communities working together on 311. So I think the issue is, how do we work together among different governments, number one. More specifically, we have standing room only in our 311 session this morning. I mean, we had to bring in more chairs for that. It seems to be getting a tremendous amount of attention, and something that lends itself very nicely to interjurisdictional cooperation. You know, folks don't always have boundaries in their minds when they call for help. They're not looking first to, am I in the county confine or am I in a city confine? If they need to have something done, report a pothole or some kind of other semi-related type of inconvenience or even emergency. The second area, I think, is broadband. We continue to hear the debate, and we're now seeing the reality set in. Earlier, perhaps even a year ago, we had jurisdictions following each other, you know, the blind leading the blind on RFPs, without asking the essential question, why? There was more of a debate on technology and being first and certainly not being last, and now it's like, what models really work? And now we have some real experience. The first most important is, it's not going to happen for free. I think that's the real reality. Maybe the first few could be considered experimental. Now they're realizing they have to come up with more innovative public-private partnerships that are not necessarily for free. So broadband is still huge, especially for public safety, public works, and internal applications.
Interesting. Well, what should our listeners look for in technology developments in the next year?
I think broadband, you know, I don't want to, that's not just what PTI focuses on, but that's a tremendous enabler. It's like building the interstate highway system in the 50s. Once we have more broadband in cities, however it's provided, be it commercial or private or a combination, it's going to enable public works, public safety, other kinds of municipal operations and county operations to come up with all sorts of wonderful killer apps. And I think that's what we're seeing here today, killer applications, CRM, wireless applications in terms of permitting in the field, better means of communicating with the public. You know, one of the, I think, underlying buzzes in terms of new technologies, PTI's new GoGov TV. This is the first ever in the country IPTV, Internet Protocol Television, network for local governments. That's why it's called GoGov. Localities can use it on a need basis for training, and training is going to be huge. It's not just, you know, I went to school and got a degree. It's ongoing training. The technology and the policies are changing so rapidly, and transportation costs going to other cities can be great. And here we can do it all wirelessly or wired with a decent broadband connection. So that's one of the innovations I think we're going to see more of.
Great. What are the hottest growth areas?
Well, aside from broadband, I think it's still going to be CRM. This whole idea, and trying to even define what CRM is, it means different things to different people. In New York City, it might mean a front-end interface, which to them is enormous improvement, public calling one number for help. For folks like in Denver and in Miami-Dade and other places, it may mean a real communication backhaul. In other words, something beyond the call, so that when somebody does make a call, central number, that being the common element, that people have an assurance, especially in the case of Denver, they actually get a tracking number that tells them if they have a complaint, like a pothole, that's, you know, a good example, that when that may be fixed. And then they have a number, kind of like customer service type number, to follow up and really see measurable results. So this, to me, is, to me, beyond the hype of 311, where they're really getting serious about not just a phone call at the front end, but also how this can be made more efficient on the back end. The other things that I think are really hot technology-wise is still going to be ERP, your enterprise way of looking at technology. We've heard a lot of horror stories, which is the good thing about these meetings, because people can talk without having a vendor tell them their way. What have been the experiences with this enterprise-wide type of systems? That still continues to get attention because you have many different systems from different communities, and now they need to be able to talk together, whether it be accounting or whatnot. Another area that's getting a lot of attention is healthcare IT. This is the last area, both in cities and counties, that has really been neglected. It's almost like a separate bureaucracy, a separate technology empire that has served its purpose. But I think most citizens really would like to have one record or one point of contact rather than multiple. So the idea of handling records, transfer of records, storage of records, I mean, we look at New Orleans and almost all the medical files were damaged or destroyed because they weren't stored properly. They weren't linked into the government functions, and so it was kind of like an afterthought in some cases. So the whole idea of record retention, record, which sounds horribly boring in some hands, but it's incredibly important. We have to save stuff. It is a requirement in almost every state that we save all these things, including spam, which is really unfortunate.
So what do you think the technology investments are that a lot of cities and counties are looking to make next?
Well, I think one of the difficulties for cities is so often they have systems that really work, and all of a sudden they get a letter in the mail saying that version 9.27 is no longer supported, it's time for an upgrade. I mean, this is a difficult thing, moving up the ladder when you really are happy with what you have. So to me, one of the issues that we're dealing with here is how do we collectively, as a profession, come together and try and counteract some of the pressures to migrate us, forcing us to move to other platforms that we may not need to go to, especially when they're working. Secondly, we're very concerned about some of the licensing costs of some of the software, and we're looking at ways that maybe collectively we can address that. People on their own don't have the same buying power, just like when you go to Best Buy. I'm not knocking it. Sometimes you get really great sales. But imagine if a whole cluster of organizations come together. It makes it easier for the software provider or hardware provider. It makes it easier for everybody. We need to have more economies of scale. So we're now looking at, you know, the new Windows platform, for example. This thing does great things. Is it ready for prime time? It's an enormous expenditure with all the different jurisdictions and the thousands of pieces of equipment. One of the things that more of our people are looking at is leasing equipment as opposed to buying it. They're looking at out-managed systems where people come in and actually manage and set up all the desktops and laptops. So we're seeing more outsourcing, not the kind of outsourcing that's gotten negative attention, meaning going off to other countries, but actually going to private companies that have the economy of scale, that can keep their labor costs different because they're dealing with multi-jurisdictions. So we are trying to save money because technology is becoming more expensive.
Very interesting. Thank you so much for your time today.
A pleasure. Thanks.